Culture.
Book Review. British versus American English. What's your cup of tea? Johnson on Language. Gobsmacked by Ben Yagoda.
British intellectuals enjoy bewailing the influx of Americanisms into the language of the mother country. The BBC once asked British readers to send in the Americanisms that annoyed them most and was flooded with thousands of entries, including 24/7, D-plane and touch base. Matthew Engel, a writer who had kicked off the conversation with an article on unwanted Americanisms, even turned the idea into a book. That's the way it crumbles, in 2017. The furore, which Americans would call a furore, seemed to die down. But in September, Simon Heffer of the Daily Telegraph revived it with a column and book exploring Americanisms, a trend he situates in the past 15 years. His language evokes violence, bemoaning American words poisoning, linguistic assault, conquest and penetration. In the end, though, even the hyperbolic Mr. Heffer concedes that Brits are, in fact, willingly adopting these words, especially via two channels associated with America, digital technology and corporate speak. He just wishes his countrymen would stop. But linguistic exchange can also be seen in a more upbeat way. This is the approach of Ben Yagoda, Emeritus Professor of English at the University of Delaware, in Gobsmacked. The trend is older and more extensive than many think. Mr. Yagoda describes Britishisms like "it's early days" and "gone missing" taking hold in America, almost entirely below the radar in the 1980s and 2000s, respectively. Mr. Yagoda identifies the intensifier "awfully," as in awfully tired, as the first Britishism, having been noticed, disapprovingly, by an American commentator in the 19th century. The early 20th century saw many more Britishisms take hold, especially via military contact. Gadget, cushy, scrounge, bonkers, dicey, and shambolic all made their way from the British Tommy to G.I. Joe, and thence to the wider American public. The internet has spread English in both directions. Being able to read The Guardian and to binge The Crown on Netflix has probably speeded up the passage of British terms into American speech. Mr. Yagoda has compiled a top 40, including brilliant, merely OK good, chat up and ginger. Each term gets a rating on a 5-notch adoption scale, from outpacing, signifying Americans now use the term more than its coiners in Britain do, to merely on the radar, meaning only a few newspaper columnists are using it. American Anglophiles tend to be part of a media elite who holiday in Europe and might even use holiday as a verb, whereas American slang is seen as passing to Britain through less rarefied channels. Lynn Murphy, a linguist at the University of Sussex, notes that Friends, an American comedy show, is often blamed wrongly for the rise of "can I get" at coffee shops in Britain. In her study of online lists explaining British terms to Americans and vice versa, she found the ones about Britishisms for Americans were often framed positively, for example, a guide to the best Britishisms, whereas for Brits, Americanisms were more often negative. 41 things the Americans say wrong. Which Britishisms tickle American fancies? A few sounds recur, such as adjectives ending in "y," from cushy and smarmy, Britishisms but no longer seen as such in America, to more recent ones like cheeky and dodgy. B and P sounds also feature, including in made-up words. Bumbershoot is not, as some Americans believe, a British word for an umbrella. The Oatmeal, a webcomic, summed up how British English sounds to Americans. "I remember my days at Oxford. We'd often dabble in a little rumpy-pumpy before ding-bangling a fresh todger." That hints at another source of Britishisms making their way west, insults and naughty bits like shag and wanker. A spirit of playfulness pervades Americans' use of these British words. They may even tend to overuse them and underestimate their rudeness, because the sounds are so silly. It's possible that the British need gobsmacked more than their American cousins. The Americanization of British English is well known. The Britishization of American English, not so much, as a Californian teen might say. A country not sure what influence it still has in the world might like to know that the superpower across the ocean still fancies the mother country and its culture.